All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome to Friday. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got a lot to get to today. Charmaine Yost is with us from the Heritage Foundation. We will also speak with Steve Moore and Dr. Marty Makary, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel. Lots of stuff on the vaccine and the outlook for the fall. We get started with all of it right now. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Friday. Let's go.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
It's come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. There's been one topic in the McCullough household over the last 24 hours that has dominated all of the discussion. All of the conversation between the lovely bride and myself and maybe our 11-year-old, who is now politically awake and he always wants to pipe in on things that he's really still not old enough to pipe in on. But, hey, he's aware. He's aware of what's going on. He's aware of what the government is doing. He doesn't like it. He gets very emotional about it. Wonder where he gets that from. And the one thing that we have talked about over the last 24 hours is what's going to happen in the fall. What's going to happen in the fall with kids, with schools, with the vaccine, with masks. Because, and this was, I think this was by design, the CDC and the administration rolled a hand grenade into the living room of every family for the last this last week. For no reason necessary at all, and said, based on no science at all, oh, we're going to make everyone get masked again anyway. And there it went. They're going to mask the military, who are all vaccinated. They're going to mask teachers who are already vaccinated. This is what they say they want to do. They want to mask everybody who's inside of any building. Even if you've been vaccinated. And they're basing it on some stuff that I'm going to get to in a second that should make your hair stand up on the back of your neck. When you understand the pathetic basis that the CDC was conned into going along with the administration on these things, and now there's rumors that the first week of August there's going to be some re-lockdown, and that blue state governors... The CDC's adjusted guidance that was all given at the behest of the, you know, the administration's tap on the shoulder this week and this really, really good study that they based it all on. They said that the only place that they would encourage the masking and the more strict measures were in places where the hotspots were, where the Delta variant was growing up. Guess what was on the front page of the New York Times' morning letter this morning, the e-blast that goes out from the New York Times? An entire deconstruction of the Delta variant and how it is not near, it is not lasting nearly as severely or as long as they thought it was going to. There were virologists across the country that thought when the little hotspot in Michigan popped up that it was going to take over all of the Midwest, and they were really afraid for Minnesota and Iowa and Ohio and all of them around. They were like, this is going to be bad. And then a couple of weeks later, it's still there. And then about a week after that, it's kind of not there anymore. And now it's gone. Same thing happened with the quote unquote game changer data that the CDC issued those mask mandates from this week. Did you know? And I have two sources on this. Did you know that the data that they're basing this on was from a single study of the Delta variant in India? The study was looked at and it was rejected in peer review, which is some of the highest level of It's like blockchain technology for medicine. They get doctors across the globe to look at this thing, and on a peer review level, they said that study's not reliable, and the CDC ran with it anyway. They decided to use it anyway. Completely unreliable study that the CDC is now claiming that they're basing the new mask guidance on, and they want everybody on board. So I've been seeing some of the muckrakers on social media that dig into some of these things and get under the surface a little. And there's this thought that the CDC and the administration might sometime in the first week of August or second try to say that the states need to go into another lockdown again. Now, why would they be doing that? Do we have hundreds of thousands of people contracting the virus every day? Do we have hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations happening every day? Do we have thousands of people dying every day? These were the conditions under which the lockdown went into effect a year ago. So why are we discussing it? In fact, let me do you one better. Back on May 14th, when the CDC decided to lift the mask wearing mandates for vaccinated people on May the 14th, the rolling 7-day average of daily COVID deaths was 549 people. As of yesterday, the rolling 7-day average of daily COVID deaths, even with the Delta variant spike across the country, is 296 people. And it's occurred almost entirely amongst unvaccinated people. So why are we being told by a government entity that has been as reliable as used bubble gum on the bottom of your shoe for the last year? Why are we being told by them that after we've been vaccinated, that somehow people indoors that have been vaccinated need to now wear masks? And in fact, we may need to lock down all over again. You know why? Because the administration is running out of explanations for what they are doing with their time. And this kind of fear porn is the only thing they can do to get control of the population, or so they think. The sources in D.C. that are postulating this idea that in early August they're going to try to lock everybody down again are also saying that blue state governors are all on board with it. Hear me very clearly, Andrew Cuomo. Hear me very clearly, Phil Murphy. If there is no data evidence proving the necessity of a lockdown in August, you will get rickrolled out of your state capitals. We will be there by the thousands. Just because you're of the same party that the most popular president ever elected in the history of eternity is, doesn't protect you from this. And I will take Jack Cittarelli and we will go to Phil Murphy's house. I will take Lee Zeldin and we will go to the governor's mansion in Albany. We will take every New Yorker and every New Jerseyan that we can across the board, because this is nonsense. If you have had COVID and recovered, if you have had the vaccine, if you've had both doses of the vaccine, you are more or less protected from the original variant, from the UK variant, from the Colombian variant, from the Delta variant, and all the variants that we haven't even mentioned yet that may or may not even exist. Friends, I cannot tell you how serious, and I'm not saying this on my behalf, I'm telling you the will of the people, even in dark blue states, are not going to take this anymore. So Phil Murphy and Andrew Cuomo, get it through your thick skulls right now. You play along with this fake science that the CDC is going to try to put out there, what's my name? Biden can't seem to remember exactly what it was, but it was something important, and he was briefed on it. Blah blah blah. You go along with this? Just be warned. There is a response awaiting you that you have not considered, and it will roar. We got a lot to get to. We're going to ask one of the leading physicians in America about these numbers next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. The UN has called what's happening in Lebanon the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. COVID-19, political upheaval, and a crumbling economy, and 2 million refugees, children and their families living in poverty and despair. But in the middle of it all, God is at work. More Muslim-cultured people than ever before are putting their faith and trust in Jesus. And in August, WMCA will give you the opportunity to help Heart for Lebanon bring these hurting people from despair to hope. But you don't have to wait until then. Go to WMCA.com right now and find out how a single gift of $116 helps bring a child and their family survival essentials for the next 4 months and the hope of the gospel, which lasts forever. We want to take care of 100 children and families that desperately need our help, so we're hoping you will be as generous as you can. Visit WMCA.com for details, or you can call 888-211-5944. That's 888-211-5944.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
Have faith in your future. Know that you're destined for more than a paycheck. You were born to live your purpose. Join a community of believers seeking higher education at Nyack College. Apply or transfer to a degree in business, nursing, social work, ministry, music, and more. 95% of students receive financial aid. So apply now at nyack.edu. Nyack College. Have faith in your future.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Lewis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
the WMCA July Ministry of the Month, Let's Talk About Jesus with Wayne Monblow.
Did not Jesus Christ tell us in the Sermon on the Mount to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you?
Listen Monday through Friday morning at 11.
The Bible says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Be filled with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Contact them at WMCA.com under programs. Click Program Guide. Let's Talk About Jesus, the July Ministry of the Month on WMCA.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I want to let you know about an online experience called Sea Life 2021. In this 6-episode video series, we're sharing stories and encouragement that will inspire and empower you to live out your pro-life views. You'll also discover valuable resources to help you step up and get involved in the cause. This is a digital experience you and your family won't want to miss. All the details are at focusonthefamily.com/sealife.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, on a Friday, I feel like it's important that we get some actual medical analysis of all that's happened this week, because this is really a confusing week. Thankful that Dr. Siegel could join us earlier in the week, but I'm also excited to welcome back my next guest, Professor Martin McCary. He's the MD and also the author of The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. He's also a professor at Johns Hopkins, and you see him on Fox News, and he's everywhere. He's doing everything all the time, trying to make the world a better place. And Marty, we do appreciate you coming back. And I hope your ears were itching. When Dr. Siegel was on with us earlier in the week, we were talking about your last Wall Street Journal editorial, and he just was full of praise of how many things that he felt like you were really spot on in terms of what you shared there. But since that time, we have now had what seems almost a complete reversal in CDC guidance. We were told a couple of weeks ago the fall is going to look good. We're not going to probably need to mask kids in school. People that are getting vaccinated, you know, we're on the right track here. Then they released the guidance that say, in the hot spots, we may need to move to masks again. And now they're saying, kids, teachers, staff, everyone in schools this fall. And not only that, perhaps in other places where there are indoor activities, we're going to need to go back to masks. Dr. McCary, I think the average American is getting very tired of being pulled from one extreme to the other, and they never know from day to day what the truth is. So could you do your best to just break all this down for us and what it means?
You know, there's so much misinformation, and people will often have a conversation and then say, gosh, I wish we were hearing this from our public health leaders. And I say, you know, it's a small group of us, including yourself, who are trying to compete with Dr. Fauci and others who have incredible control over the airwaves. And it's very hard to compete with that. But what you're hearing is not the full story. For example, we just heard that we've got the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Not true. It's actually a pandemic of the non-immune, because natural immunity is real, despite it being ignored by the administration and public health leaders. And it's not even at pandemic levels. It's technically regional outbreaks. Now, those are real. And there's 10 to 20% of adults in America who have chosen not to get vaccinated and who do not have immunity from natural immunity. And they're at very high risk right now. Now, some of those have risk. Some of those folks, though, have risk factors, or they're up there in age. And even a 45, 50-year-old healthy person can end up on a ventilator with COVID. So that's the group right now where we should be spending all of our energy, helping conversing with them and encouraging them to get the vaccine, not shaming them, guilting them. Even last night, Biden said federal workers will have to get tested twice a week. Now, that's unethical. To test somebody as a punishment, to do any medical intervention, be it stick a needle in their arm or stick a swab up their nose as a punishment, as a penalty. It's not to detect virus. They pose no threat to those who are immune. That is crossing the line, in my opinion. You can win more bees with honey than fire.
That's what every physician that I've had on the show has said, from Dr. Sapphire to Dr. Siegel to yourself and others. Every one of them have said we have taken completely the wrong approach on the public messaging of this. And when it's all just, you know, billy clubs to the side of the head as opposed to carrots, we're going to get the wrong result every time. You mentioned something in your opening statement, and I very much appreciate you taking the time to break this down for us. But I want to highlight this. You said at the beginning that there is a natural immunity. It's being ignored by the media. It's being ignored by public health officials, and it's being ignored by the administration. But one of the things that I get almost more often from listeners on this topic than anywhere else is, what do we know about natural immunity? And if you're like myself and my bride, who actually did have COVID, fully recovered, nice and healthy, we've got antibodies now, what is your message to them in their role of where this media landscape is and how they need to be worried about or not worried about their life right now?
Well, I'd love to see the data that those who had the infection are at risk of severe illness. I've never seen it. Those who recovered from the infection do not get severe illnesses. If they do, please show me the data. It doesn't exist. We're going a year and a half into this now with hundreds of millions of people around the world who have had the infection. People who say I've recovered from the illness, confirmed, not just, you know, I think I had the sniffles and it was something else.
Right.
If you
know,
had COVID or you had the antibodies, you can feel good about that protection right now. They say, do I need to get the vaccine? The answer is you don't need. You can. And some of us say, sure, take a dose, but you don't have to. The idea that you can't go to college until you do get two doses, that has no science behind it. And by the way, where does all this come from? It comes from an agenda that was set forth politically, driven by an old school thinking of Dr. Fauci. I don't think he's, you know, in bed with pharma and profiting. I don't believe that to be the case. I think he's well-intended, but he's an old school guy. And old school thinking says, hey, we've got a vaccine. I'm a vaccine guy. Everyone's got to get it. So the policymakers decided, before seeing any of the data on natural immunity, that every American was going to need to get vaccinated. And so we're on that path right now.
Can you touch on, just for a second, the rumblings that we're hearing that if we don't get these hotspots under control, you called it a regional outbreak, but what I'm hearing coming out of Washington is that there's fears that this spike, and they call it a spike, is going to be serious and so forth. And there's discussions that we may need to even revert to re-locking down again in the first or second week of August. From where you're sitting and from what you're looking at in the data, is there anything that indicates to you that that's the way to go?
Well, there are some hospitals that are seeing a bump in hospitalizations, but with the exception of two hospitals in the U.S., no hospital's stopping elective surgery like we did before.
Right.
Or, the hospitals are on the brink of being overwhelmed before COVID, right? They function, as you know, they function with just-in-time capacity. So they can be overrun with one person. I mean, that's just the way hospitals run, this way they staff their ICUs. But we have fewer patients in the hospital right now with COVID than we do with flu in the middle of a bad flu season. So we have to put things in perspective. We are seeing a wave of cases, but it's very localized and regional where we're seeing a rise in hospitalizations. And if you look at the data of the countries ahead of us, we're on the brink of that rolling over. And it's expected to happen in a few weeks, and I think it probably will.
All right, Marty Makary, Dr. Makary, the book is The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. We do appreciate your insight, and thanks for rejoining us today at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Great to be with you.
All right. Coming right back, friends, we've got Steve Moore on the economy and Charmaine Yost live from the ALEC conference in Salt Lake City, all before my final thought. That's straight ahead here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Raichman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready for a life-fulfilling getaway where you can join renowned Bible teachers, best-selling authors, and award-winning worship artists in breathtaking locations? Sail the Sea of Galilee, gaze at the majesty of towering Alaska glaciers, or bask in the warmth of the Caribbean sun. Christian travel is the best way to see God's creation, and Inspiration Cruises and Tours will provide unforgettable moments just for you. For more information, visit inspirationcruises.com or call 800-247-1899.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, I know that I've heard politicians for years campaign for or against the death tax, depending on which party you were in. If you were for the party that likes to tax people, you would argue that rich estates were getting away with murder by not having the inheritance tax, etc. And if you're a small government person, you would argue that the death tax would kill the future generations of small businesses. I'm not an economist, but I think I have that theory correct. I've never heard of a double death tax. Do you die twice? Do they tax you twice? What exactly is it? Steve Moore coined it on Twitter this week. Steve Moore now joins us. He is, of course, the economist from the Heritage Foundation and FreedomWorks and Fox News and all these other places. Hey, Stephen, always good to talk to you. He's going twice after us. What's the story there?
Hi, Kevin. Good to be with you. Well, by the way, let me just start by saying I do find this death tax
the whole idea of a death tax to be so contrary to the American idea of allowing people to build up wealth during their lifetime. I think of people like my dad, who, you know, started out building a business when he was back from World War II. He was one of the world, you know, the greatest generation. And, you know, he was gone a lot when I was a kid, Kevin, because he was building up that business, was working 50, 60 hours a week. You know, he built it up into a successful enterprise. And the idea that then when he dies, you know, instead of that money going to the kids or the grandkids, that goes over to the government, I just find that to be completely contrary to what American free enterprise is about. And so what we found in this study, by the way, what Biden wants to do for the first time in American history, think about what this means for family-owned businesses, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the legacy of our country. People build up assets and businesses. You know, that's why people work in their 60s and 70s and 80s. They know they're going to die in 10 or 15 or 20 years, but they build it up because we all care about our kids and our grandkids and our grandkids' kids. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, by the way, it's a Marxist idea. This is in Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. One of the things that he called for, Karl Marx, in his Communist Manifesto, was a very large and high death tax, because that leads to the government takeover. Eventually, the government would take over everything, right?
Right. That's all private capital eventually, because everybody dies.
Exactly. That's right.
Oh, man. It's just so. So is this in legislation that's being proposed, or how are they discussing?
Yes.
Is it in the infrastructure bill?
No. So what they're going to do is, remember, don't even get me started on the infrastructure bill. Which is, by the way, don't call it.
Kevin, not
don't
trying
call
to trigger you. That's right. It's not. It's the spending,
This is a Green New Deal bill. It's all this, you know, green energy stuff. And by the way, you know, if you own a Tesla, the government's going to build all these powering stations for you, and you don't have to pay for it, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's the tax increase is going to be part of that huge, what they call, reconciliation bill. The infrastructure bill is more about the Green New Deal. Now, I want to make one other quick point about this, because you can tell I feel strongly about this, Kevin. Take somebody like my father or your father, or, you know, people who were successful in their life. Think about how much taxes they paid over their lifetime. I mean, my dad paid payroll taxes. He paid income taxes. He paid sales taxes. He paid, you know, state income taxes. He paid gas taxes. I mean, property taxes, all this stuff. So think about this, Kevin. He spent his whole lifetime paying taxes, and now he has to pay another big, massive round of tax when he's dead.
Hey, let me shift gears real quickly, because you are an excellent writer in addition to a great pundit on television, and your column is regular reading in my household. And this week you said that the Biden administration basically has used COVID-19 to bankrupt the country. What do you mean?
Well, I think that COVID has become a very convenient pandemic for the Democrats, because all of these ideas that you and I have known each other a long time, and we've talked on the radio for a long time, and the ideas that we used to not even take seriously, like modern monetary theory, you know, that one that they somebody can just borrow and spend as much as possible, and things like the Green New Deal. Those ideas are now coming to pass because the left has very smartly used COVID as the excuse to advance their liberal agenda. We saw that. Look at how they're trying to change the voting rules because of the pandemic. And they did change the voting rules. Look at how they're trying to change the labor laws. They now want to get rid of right-to-work laws. If you live in one of the 26 states that does not require you to join a union, they would overturn that. And look at how they want to massively increase spending and debt. And when you ask them why, oh, it's because of COVID. But these programs that they're inserting in the budget, they're going to be with us they're going to be with us forever. I mean, we don't get rid of government programs very well, Kevin. Remember what Reagan used to say, the closest thing to immortality on this earth is a government program. Once you start these things, they grow and grow and grow.
Yeah, that's true. And today is a day that we recognize that, because it was 56 years ago today that the LBJ put in Medicare and Medicaid. So, Steve Moore, always appreciate your insight.
One last quick thing on it. You look at what they projected Medicare to cost today versus what it really cost.
It's about 10 to 15 times
higher than they expected.
Yeah, crazy stuff. All right, Steve Moore, always appreciate the insight. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
September 11th, 2001, the day the world stood still. You remember exactly where you were when you got the news. You felt vulnerable. The unimaginable happened. Terror struck America at our very heart. It changed us all forever. But though we felt fear, we also felt courage. Our country came together. As one, we arose and decided that we would stand together in the face of great terror and adversity. 9/11 forever changed not only the United States, but also the Middle East. The 20th anniversary of 9/11 is once again a time to reflect. Join us as we remember and honor the past, take a look at the new Middle East, and pray for God's hand to move. Hear from leading experts about the future of this important region, including Joel C. Rosenberg, Anne Graham Lotz, Dr. Mitch Glazer, and frontline workers from 9/11, with music by Marty Goetz and Misha. To register, go to 911theconference.com. Sponsored by Chosen People Ministries and the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem.
Please listen to this message. Hello, I'm Gus Michael Farinella. I'm a bankruptcy attorney here in New York. I have filed over 5,000 successful consumer bankruptcy cases. If you are burdened with debt and your income has not kept pace with rising prices and falling further into debt, my law firm can help. You may consider filing for bankruptcy to protect your home and your assets. Bankruptcy is your legal right and can save your home from foreclosure, stop wage garnishments, and stop your creditors from harassing you at home and at work. We serve both New York and New Jersey. You can call me anytime, 1-800-961-9615. That's 1-800-961-9615. We are a debt relief agency and handle all other legal problems as well. Call today. Tomorrow could be too late. The number, once again, is 1-800-961-9615. That's right. Call me, Gus Michael Farinella, 1-800-961-9615. Just a phone call away. That's a free call for a free consultation.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now, my friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to our listeners. That's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listeners Specials tab. When you do, you'll find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. But Mike's newest product is MyPillow Towels. These are made in the USA with 100% USA cotton and offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors, originally priced at about $109 per order, now for a limited time reduced to $39.99. $39.99 with promo code WMCA. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'd like to invite you to join us this Friday for an online experience called Sea Life 2021. In this 6-episode video series, we're sharing stories, insight, and encouragement that will inspire and empower you to live out your pro-life views. You'll also discover valuable resources to help you step up and get involved in the cause. This is a digital experience you and your family won't want to miss. Visit focusonthefamily.com/sealife.
This is What's Right, What's Left, unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left, Monday through Friday evenings, 10 to midnight on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, as we press on this Friday, I have to say I was not at all disappointed to see with my bride last night, as we were finally allowed to see the United States. It happened yesterday morning. I knew the results had come out very, very early yesterday morning, but we weren't allowed to see it till primetime last night because NBC had put an embargo on all the footage, that Suni Lee from Minnesota, Oakdale, Minnesota, actually did end up taking the gold medal in Simone Biles' absence. And much to everyone's surprise, Ms. Carey, who had not even been on the platform to be able to compete in the all around. Ended up finishing eighth. She started much lower than that in the field and closed out nice and strong as well. So Team USA did quite well. And someone who noticed this was Charmaine Yost, who is the vice president at the Heritage Foundation for all things family and freedom oriented. She reports to us live on the road today from Salt Lake City. She's attending one of those very important conferences that these policy wonks all get together and talk shop in. But Charmaine is taking a few minutes out to talk Olympics with us. Hey, lady, how are you?
Hey, Kevin, it's good to hear your voice. Good for it to be Friday. And man, I don't know when I've ever been more proud to be your friend than when you started posting in support of Simone Biles and calling out your fellow conservative radio talk show hosts who were doing exactly the opposite, because I just thought it was an embarrassment, their takes, their real viciousness in going after Simone Biles. And it was refreshing to me to, I was like, ah, yeah, there's my friend. I'm very glad to be, you know, it's like, it's always encouraging when you see a friend of yours and you're like, yeah, that's the right take, man. Particularly, you know, we can have takes where we all disagree, but I thought it was an embarrassment how we saw several conservative men just really going after her I'll repeat myself, a vicious, vicious way. And it was inappropriate and awful.
Look, I think she could have been more artful or articulate in the press conference immediately following the night that she withdrew. But if you want to play semantic word games, then, you know, as a talk show host, as my friend Charlie Kirk is, he shouldn't be on the air calling her a sociopath the next day because she chose words poorly. She didn't. I never, and I have some experience in coaching college level athletes and of both sexes, and having had different experiences in two arenas. There's just things that athletes just aren't naturally going to be good at, and sometimes explaining why they had to basically retire on the spot is not one of them that I think that Simone Biles was ready to do going into this competition. And at the end of the day, Charmaine, whatever just happened to, if you just don't have something good to say, just don't say anything at all. I mean, we don't have to have a comment on everything all the time.
And to turn it into this kind of political thing, like you let down America, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I could see if she kind of like showed up and just kind of didn't do the thing and woke up one morning, was like, hey, you know, my mind's not on it. That wasn't it at all. I mean, I just, frankly, I thought it was kind of inspiring to watch the trajectory as she tried to explain herself, and you saw them running the tape of her literally failing at one of her events. And so, you know, and failing in a way that indicated to her that she wasn't placed to be able to perform in the way that she needed to.
That she may not have been in a place where she would have been safe competing any further. And that becomes a completely different conversation at that point.
Well, that's it exactly. And that's one of the things that's frustrating to me. You mentioned when you and I were talking earlier about this post that I put up late last night on my own Twitter page, because I was frustrated by some of this commentary. You know, I was a cheerleader / gymnast myself in high school, and I was a decent cheerleader. I was not a good gymnast at all. And I'll tell you why. And it's because it's really, really scary. I was good at doing aerials that take you forward. I was not good at doing the round off back handspring, because you got to throw yourself backwards, catch yourself by your hands. That is a baseline entry level move that every gymnast has to learn how to do. And it's terrifying. It is not the same as going out and learning how to shoot a basket or do something else. Right. There is a level of physical risk involved. And so for Simone to come out and say, it's not a question of just kind of mind gymming your way into it and saying, you know, hey, I'm physically ready. It's like, if her head wasn't there, much like a pilot who gets turned upside down in the clouds, if she's spinning around in the air and loses her focus and can't quote unquote see where she's at, that's physically dangerous. And so I think you make such a good point. Maybe she didn't explain it perfectly the first time around when she was first trying to communicate what was going on. But honest to goodness, this is a young woman who just saw her Olympic dreams go up in smoke.
Yeah.
I think she could be forgiven for working to reach the words to communicate to lay people what was going on in her very highly technical profession.
Yeah. No, I think that you're exactly right. And I think that these commentators that were going so hard on her, they don't understand the degree of difficulty of even within her sport, what she was doing. In researching my column yesterday, I found out that most of the attempts that she does in any of the apparatus are about 2 points of degree of difficulty harder than what the scorers will allow her to score. She does things that male gymnasts are even scared to try to do. And about 99% of men have not done some of the things that she's done. And she is the only woman to have ever done many of the things. That's why she has 4 moves named after her now. I mean, it's just but the bigger point here is, if we want to award those who have served their country, worn the flag, brought home the gold, and said, I love America, we should not be calling Simone Biles a sociopath, because that's the wrong one to go after. She's paid her dues. She's done her time.
Well, and it's such a bad look, because the lack of graciousness there. They should be coming out and having a sense of empathy, sympathizing with her that her Olympic dreams went up in smoke. It's the same as if... It is if another athlete had suffered a last minute leg break or something.
Yeah.
And so for them to pile on in an attempt to make it into an issue that captivates their audience through clickbait or listening bait or however you want to describe that, that to me is what was particularly gross about it, Kevin. I felt like they were using her pain in a way to perpetuate kind of that nonstop adrenaline high of talk radio, and I just thought it was gross.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, Charmaine Yost, always good to get your insights on things. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, Kevin, thank you for being gracious and taking the high road on this one and representing us as conservatives as well.
We're trying. Don't always get it right, but I'm glad I did this time. All right, thank you so much.
Take care, my friend.
There she goes. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. So glad to have you with us. And coming up, more straight ahead.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-459-2272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find a retail location. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical trials. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Resveratrol Max now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sabal Meat Products wants you to enjoy a sandwich with their finest Induveca ham, Campesino sharp cheddar, or queso Hayo cheese. It's summertime. And what's better than a delicious sandwich filled with Sabal meat while lounging by the pool or after a long day at the beach? There's nothing better than Sabal meat on the grill. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with a quality seal of Sabal meat products. More than a half a century of tradition and quality making the best Hispanic-styled salamis such as Induveca and Campesino, the Don Filo line, Pavolami, which is 100% turkey, and many more. That's why if you don't see the logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Now you have a chance to win these luscious flavors and a whole basket full of other amazing products. Just head to am570themission.com and click on the Sabal Meat Contest banner and enter to win. See complete contest rules at am570themission.com. Sabal Meat Products, tradition of quality.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller, Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I just want to pick up on some of the stuff that we were talking about earlier with Dr. Makary. He retweeted a tweet from my good friend Nicole Sapphire. She said this: "It's mind-blowing that most primary care doctors are unable to administer COVID vaccines and subcutaneous monoclonal antibodies to their patients. Most people trust their personal physician more than anyone at a random vaccination site or a hospital. It's the small things that matter." And I think that's one of the most common sense tweets about the vaccines I have seen maybe since they've been out. And leave it to these clear-minded physicians that actually treat patients, that actually know a little bit about what they're doing, not ivory tower Fauci, getting his lunch catered every day and sitting up in the waiting for his next hit with MSNBC. These guys that are in the trenches and actually doing it. And for what it's worth, Dr. Makary, who was on earlier this hour, said, "Dr. Sapphire, we can thank the regulators at the FDA for this, along with their non-approval of the safest vaccines in the history of medicine." And that's what is continuing to come out. I talked with Dr. Siegel earlier this week, and we had him here on the show, and he said, these are proving to be some of the safest vaccines of all vaccines that have ever been created. I mean, think about the fact that you've got more than 160 people that have had at least one of the shots so far. The numbers of breakthroughs and other problems related to it are so minuscule statistically. In a statistical world, you talk to actuaries about this, in a statistical world, they would be too small to even count. They are sub parts of a sub part of a sub part of a sub part of 0.1%. That's how small the problems have been. And it's doubtful that it's related to the vaccine itself. It's probably a combination of the vaccine interacting with something else in almost all of those cases. But Dr. Sapphire makes sense. Why can't doctors administer these? And then a patient can ask the doctor, "Doctor, do you think I should do this with my personal health history that you have records of here? Do you recommend that I not do it?" And let the doctor and the patient have the decision. Why are we setting? I mean, I was at the Bronx Zoo last week. There was a tent there. "Get your vaccine here." I was like, I'm not going to get a shot before I go in to see the monkey poop, you know, in front of the cage. That's not the place to get the vaccine. By the way, the monkey did poop. That's why it came to mind. Anyway, so all that to say that when we are thinking this weekend, and as you are having conversations with people this weekend, I want you to keep in mind some of the stuff that you've heard this hour. Number one, this entire nonsense of new lockdowns and masks and all this stuff. Friends, if they come with it, we have to be prepared and ready to march on the capitals and say, no, we have to not comply, because it's not science. They're not doing this based on science. And scientists are telling us it's not based on science. Secondly, be winsome in telling others what your thoughts are and gain headwind on cutting some of this stuff off at the pass. Because even if you live in blue states, you do not have to put up with it. All right, we'll see you next time. It's Kevin McCullough. Have a great weekend.